nerve. He was stretched on the wrinkled wall of the bed, as if tensed back on the narrowest of ledges. His fingers crimped into the gritty sheet. Or perhaps he was really struggling to climb the air. His feet pushed fiercely at nothing, as if it gave firm foothold. The pain came back, the nerve splintering and tearing, as if a barbed wire, threaded thigh to foot, was being tugged, and the leg jerked, kicking crazily to shake it out. And in the flash of panic that stabbed with the first shock, that was what he heard inside his mind, the shakes, and dug more deeply backwards to grip the slippy face, and almost laughed to realise he couldn't fall. For all that, as the nerve cramped and twisted on itself, he hung on hard, as if his life hung on the hold, and never, curiously, thought of rack or torture. And that was how the widow found him, when she put her head around the door to ask his health. "It hurts," he said, "a lot." He could see the fall had bruised her eyes. Something sharp and shattered glinted in her look, and her voice was dry and weary, with an edge as raw as if her tongue was tied onto a hook hung down inside and catching. "Well," she said, "at least you're alive," and smiled with sour humour, and left him hanging, staring at the ceiling, his mind muttering like an oath, an incantation, or an article of faith. "I know I am alive, because it hurts."